Science behind affirmations. Monks have been using affirmations forever. Mantras, as they call it in Sanskrit. Monks use these beads to chant on, and a lot of times people say these are prayer beads. Yeah, you can say they are prayer beads, but they're actually more like affirmation or mantra beads. Use of this is to actually program our subconscious. So as we chant on each bead, we chant an affirmation. I'm happy, or I'm confident. And you repeat the same one chant over and over again. There are 108 beads in here. So you can imagine how subconscious gets programmed. So with the affirmations, three ingredients are necessary. Concise choice of positive words, clear visualization, and corresponding feeling. Most people don't understand this. When it comes to affirmation, they just say the words, but no visualization, no feeling. For example, if I say I love apples as a consigned choice of positive words. Now when I say the word I, my mind knows that I am talking about me. When I say the word love, my mind knows that he likes it, he enjoys it, he adores it. That's what love means to him. When I say apples, my mind gets confused, because it's searching my entire hard drive for every occurrence of the word apple. Either it is red apple or green apple, yellow apple, Apple MacBook, Apple Watch, Apple iPhone. What apples I am talking about? I have no idea, right? So words alone is not enough. So that's why we have a visualization. So when I say I love apples and visualize a bright apple, my mind goes, oh, that's what he's talking about, and I love apples. He loves bright red apples. Now words and visualization are important. And then feeling. Feeling is emotion, and emotion is energy. Famous scientist Tesla said that find secrets of universe, think in terms of energy, frequency, and vibration. Everything is made up of energy that vibrating at a certain frequency. So the chants, molecules, and atoms that are vibrating at certain frequency, binding it together, creating a certain matter. So belief is that if your subconscious is filled with patterns that are vibrating at a certain frequency, such as anger could be vibrating at 20 kHz, happiness at 30 kHz, everything is vibrating at certain frequency. And if you can go into your subconscious and create a pattern, infuse it with energy that's vibrating at a certain frequency, you can attract the things similar nature to it. If you go into your subconscious, you repeat an affirmation that has concise charge of positive words, clear visualization, you infuse it, feeling into it. What does it feel like? It starts to vibrating your subconscious at that frequency. Now it attracts anything of a similar frequency towards it. Anything of similar frequency get drawn to you. So if you know how subconscious work and how to program it using affirmations, then you can bring into your life anything you want.